In the following live session recording, Lynn Pryor, publishing team leader for groups at Lifeway Christian Resources, talks about choosing the best Bible study curriculum for my group. The listener will hear an overview of Lifeway's Bible study curriculum choices, highlighting the benefits and features of each. Let's join Lynn now.
We tend to teach from Word. How many here work with adults? Adults, okay. So we don't have any kids or youth people in here. Okay, that does make it a lot easier. What I'm telling you, it really happens a lot in the children's and youth area. But what I mean is, when we teach from our perspective, we're not where they are. Our church, our Sunday school members, those who are guests, they don't know the Bible near as much as we like to think they do. Mm-hmm. Now, your class may be an exception. I hope that's true. But I've learned that over and over again. They don't know the Bible as much as we think they do. And what often happens is, a study's coming up, and I go, man, everybody knows this. No, they don't. I have a young adult, I was teaching a young adult class. We started a young adult class. This was several years ago. And we were about to get into, this was Bible Studies for Life, a study on the life of Daniel, the person. And so I'm starting the group, and there was about 10 of us that morning. So I'm sitting there in the chair with them. I said, now, okay, we're going to get the life of Daniel. And y'all are familiar with Daniel. Daniel's the one typical story you mostly know about is Daniel in the lion's den. And one of the young ladies in this group, she was in her late 20s. As I'm talking, she just did this. You know, she said, I don't know what you're talking about. And it wasn't like she was a brand new Christian either. I mean, she just wasn't familiar with that. We tend to teach from where we are. Let's not assume they know all these passages or they know all the nuances of how to apply it. So think where they are in their walk. So if you've got young adults, senior adults, whatever, just keep in mind, how long have they been a Christian? How long have they been actively involved in studying the Bible? That makes a big difference. God's Word is applicable to everybody, regardless of their age, regardless of where they are in their spiritual walk. It can apply to them. Now, our job as teachers is to know how to help them get there, to know what to do with them. So just kind of keep in mind where your group is as you go along. So, what I want to do is, as we do this, let me offer you first some things you need to look for in a curriculum. I'm going to give you about four things just to focus on. Number one is make sure that whatever you choose is biblically sound. Make sure it's true to Scripture. Now, I say there's a lot of good curriculums out there, and there are. But make sure, if you go to their websites or something, see what their theological viewpoint. Most of these will have what their theological stance, what they believe. We, at Lifeway, all our materials, we make sure they abide by the Baptist faith and message. Period. Writers that we write. One thing that's new is as we vet new writers, we're looking for writers who are active in the Southern Baptist Church. And they agree to the Baptist faith and message. So all these curriculums up here we're going to talk about, there's a process that goes. We vet that writer. The editors, our editors teach Sunday school. They are active in Southern Baptist Church. And so they edit from that perspective. As a team leader, when my team members, when they're through with their editing and process, it comes to me. It comes to my manager. We read it. We review it. Making sure it's clear and it's theologically accurate. But then, we even send it outside the building. We enlist pastors, church leaders, just to read it. All we do, they're not having to edit. I want you to make sure it's biblically sound and it's clear to folks. So I want you to hear this. At Lifeway, we work hard on that. We'll get complaints about our material from time to time. The one thing we never hear of is your material is not trustworthy. I can say it this way, we pride ourselves on making sure it's trustworthy content. Mm-hmm. So whatever you use, make sure it goes down that road that I can trust this. I can trust what it's saying. Let me just, questions, comments, don't let me do all the talking.
Okay, next thing is make sure that your material is age appropriate. Now, once again, there's no kids and student people in here, so it may not feel like an issue for you, but a little bit of this is knowing who the people are in your group. Does it fit where they are? The materials I'm going to talk about, Bible Studies for Life is one that offers age-appropriate material for adults. We have a material that is for all ages of adults. A classroom that has a 22-year-old in the room and a 70-year-old sitting in the same classroom. We have material that's designed to work with all of them. But we also have a young adult version of the same studies and a senior adult version. Same Bible studies, but things that are changed are the questions we ask, the teaching plan. Some of the illustrations might be tweaked, appropriate for that age group. So make sure that it just fits the audience you're with. The other thing is make sure it has a balanced scope and sequence. In other words, what are we studying? Make sure there's a balance to it. There are a lot of churches, they let the teachers just do whatever they want to do. That's okay if you got the right person leading that group. But once again, what we tend to do is, if I'm left on my own, we tend to just go for what we like to do. There's some guy out there, they say, he leads his group and they're going to study the book of Revelation. And after that, they follow up and they do the book of Daniel. And then they decide, well, let's do Matthew's, Jesus' discourse on the end times. Seriously, he likes to talk about the end times, so that's all he does is go to those passages. His people aren't getting a balance. This is more of an educator term. The scope is, what are we studying? Well, you're studying all the Bible. That's our goal. But there's a sequence of how we go about doing a study plan. And so you want to make sure there's a study plan there that's balanced. The guy that just wants to talk about end times, people in his group aren't getting a balance. And I've actually heard a lady say this, well, I just want to study the New Testament, you know, because that's all about Jesus. They're missing the richness of the Old Testament and what it communicates to us about the gospel, about our relationship with Christ. And so you just got to have a balanced diet. Now, I'm going to talk about three main curriculums, and I'll walk you through what their scope and sequence is to see how it fits. Questions, comments?
Means you're doing a good job.
All right. Well, thank you. That's what I was waiting to hear.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Number two. Do you make any Bible books in age level difference?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you make all the Bible books for age different?
Different
levels?
Ages?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yes, we do.
Oh.
In fact, of the three, I'm going to focus on three major curriculums. All of these have from preschool on up through adult. We'll talk about how they pair. Some of them, they're kind of going down the same road together.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right, the last thing is, and this is just, make sure it fits the discipleship strategy of your church. Now, frankly, I've discovered a lot of churches don't have a plan. And they, because there's a sense of we like Lifeway scope and sequence. They like what the curriculum offers us. That's fine. But sometimes the discipleship strategy where the church is kind of wanting to go as a whole, maybe what they study, we want to focus on grace this next year, or different things like that. One of the trends is, seeing a lot of churches, especially larger churches, whatever the pastor preaches on, that's what's going on in the Bible study groups. It's called the sticky church model. You preach on Sunday morning, and then during the week, or next Sunday morning, those groups are going to be talking, doing their study based on what you preached the previous Sunday. I'll be honest, I think that's a cool thing to do for about 6 weeks, you know, like a special emphasis. But I wouldn't want to do it year round. A lot of churches, that's a big thing. And then someone on the church staff has got to create that material all the time. So, yeah, those are just four principles I think are good to remember as you look at resources to how they might benefit you. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to walk you through now five curriculums. Excuse me, three curriculums. Lifeway in adult arena.
we offer actually five curriculums. Well, I'm going to talk about three major ones. The other one, in this classroom room, they happen to actually use it. This is Masterworks. Anyone familiar with this? Okay.
Most all my adult classes use that.
Okay. Yeah, this is, we got three big ones, and this was the other one that's out there. And what it's designed is, if you've ever had a class that says, well, we just read this new book that came out. We want to study that book. That's a nice thing to do, but the problem is when you get into a book study of maybe it's a Charles Stanley book, Chuck Swindoll, something like that, it kind of becomes sort of a closed group. Because if I come and I come to your class and you're in week four of Chuck Swindoll book, I don't know what's going on because I'm not reading the book. Masterwork is the way around that. Because what they do is they partner with, and I'm not sure, this is Choosing Forgiveness by DeMoss and then Worry Less, Live More by Robert Morgan. Robert Morgan is a great writer. And these are trade books. You could buy at the bookstore, you could buy at Amazon. And so what you do is you don't have to be reading the book. You can't. But the material in here is designed that as you're going along, and then I happen to pop in and visit your class week three, I'm not lost. It's designed to help you study those books, but in what we call an open group, people come and go. That's a nice approach to it. The other curriculum I would mention is called YOU.
By the way, my classes use that book. And yeah. The fastest growing classes I got in the church and Sunday school.
Really?
And recently I got.
I heard that last week.
Yeah, I got a senior adult class that uses it, and three middle aged. They're the fastest growing Sunday school classes I got. As long as people can come in and they don't feel lost, invited, just jump right in.
That's great. I'm so glad when Lifeway decided to do this, because I've had, where I was a Sunday school director, I've had classes that we want to study the book. Mm-hmm. One group, y'all remember the book The Shack?
Yeah.
They wanted to study The Shack.
With the Masterwork book that you just explained, what does it carry you through? Mm-hmm. Is it on individual disciples or whatever? Does it walk through different chapters of certain books or what?
Yeah, what it does, it pulls out what I call the pupil content, is pulled from the book by Robert Morgan. Y'all done Billy Graham. They've done those books. And so you don't have to buy the trade book. But what happens is a lot of people go out and they want to read the full book. So that's where it pulls it. But again, we vet the books we use. I'm not on the Masterwork team, but once a year, I'm sent a list. Hey, here's a stack of books we're considering. Would you take one or two of these and read them? Make sure that it's theologically accurate and it can be a Bible study. So this is really, by the way, everything I'm telling you here, the Lifeway representatives in this area, they are in the, is it the historic chapel toward where the vendors are? They're the ones who have the good candy. They have this curriculum there, and if you tell them, I would like to take a copy of that, they will mark it for you. Now, they want to kind of keep it around through tomorrow to kind of show people, but they don't want it. When they get ready to close up shop tomorrow afternoon, they don't want to take anything. So if you want to get some copies, feel free to use them. That's Masterwork. The other one is called the U curriculum. I'm not going to mention much about it because it's primarily a urban African American curriculum. That's the design. Mark Crossan, who you will hear speak tonight, he's a phenomenal preacher. He is the he's our general editor for U, but it is geared for African American churches. So, but what we'll do is I want to talk about these other three, and let's just do this. I tell you what, Brad, if you want to hit that side of the room, I'll just pass some of these around. And if you want to take some extras of these with you home, we can do that. I want to talk to you about Bible Studies for Life. What I've given you is just a preview guide. By the way, how many of y'all use Bible Studies for Life in your church now? All right. Okay, a couple of y'all. All right. People think Bible Studies for Life is a topical study. It's just, are y'all studying just hot topics? No, we don't. Now, it looks that way because the book you have there, you can see on the front cover, next, and this is actually starting next week, we're going to do a study on simplicity, finding our contentment in Christ. Then there's a six-week study on how to know God's will. Those sound like topics. They are. But there is a discipleship plan that goes with this. And if you will look on, it doesn't really have a page. It is. It's page 4 and 5. You guys, y'all look at this page for just a moment. Lifeway Research, several years ago, did a study on discipleship and asked about 4,000 churches and their leaders, what are you doing in your church for discipleship? Even as individually, what is happening in your life? How can you tell when a person is a mature disciple? And they gathered boatloads of information. So as they kind of taking these things, this is where we see people are being, this shows they're disciples. They took all those ideas and they kind of began to form into 8 buckets. And if you look on that little grid over here, you'll see phrases like engage with Scripture. That's one of those buckets. They serve, a mature disciple serves God and others. They seek God, they share Christ, and on around. These are the 8 markers of a mature, growing disciple. The studies in Bible Studies for Life center on these. They center on these. So those 6-week studies, the one on simplicity, I'm going on memory here. How to know God's will is engage with Scripture. The study on simplicity is obey God and deny self. Now I'm going to tell you, we start with the idea we need to study on obedience. Obeying God and denying self. And what grows out is a study on simplicity. So as you're doing these studies, you're getting immersed in one of these 8 signposts. Now, our studies are typically 6 weeks long. 6 weeks long. And there's 8 signposts. 6 times 8, that's 48 weeks right there. And we have some of what we call special focus. There's Christmas and Easter and all those in there as well. But over the year's time, you will hit all 8 of those things to help the members of your class grow as a disciple. Okay, so after a year's up, what do we do next? You circle right back through the year. It'll be a different study. And they won't be necessarily in the same order, but during the next year, they're going to hit all 8 of these again. But we're going to talk about engaging with Scripture from a different vantage point, from a different angle. Something about getting really connected with God's Word. It's going to be different. So, in fact, you'll see the little diagram here. It looks like a pathway. We're going to keep circling around the gospel. We never change. But as we keep circling, we're going to keep going back through these 8 signposts, markers of discipleship. That's the study plan behind Bible Studies for Life. And you can, I'm trying to think if this preview guide had this. I don't think it has the study plan in it. But you can go online to BibleStudiesForLife.com and you can see the study plan. It's laid out for actually about the next year and a half it's laid out. That's our scope and sequence, by the way. There is a balance to it. We make sure we're not spending all our time in the New Testament, we're not all our time in the Old Testament. We do book studies. We do character studies. If you're doing Bible Studies for Life, you do it right now. We're wrapping up this today, wrapping up a study of King Asa from 2 Chronicles. So that's the study plan behind it. Now, I told you earlier, this is also the one that's very age graded. There's a young adult, and there's a senior adult model that goes with this. What you have here, this preview guide, let me just show you how it works for those who aren't familiar. If you're on page 11, this is the book we call the Personal Study Guide. It's in the hands of everyone in your group. It's there for their personal study. Bible Studies for Life is centered around 5 questions. That's it. Not the Bible study, but you're going to engage that Bible study through 5 questions. That's it. Not 20, not 30 questions. Some people want that. But these questions are not designed to, okay, what was the word Paul used in verse 12? What were the names of Jesus' disciples? It's not that kind of questions. It's questions around helping us engage with what the Scripture means and what it means, what God is saying to me. But you'll notice the first question there. What are some things you never worry about anymore? Now, let me tell you, that is not a spiritual question. It's an iceberg. Here's what we have in mind. We want to keep in mind that guy who has a who has a drug problem. His wife drug him to church that morning. You know, we all see those guys. They're there. They come to this class. They don't know what happens in here. They don't know what goes on. And all of a sudden, you throw a question. What is something you never worry about anymore? We put the picture of the classroom because, you know, hey, I don't have to worry about homework anymore. You know, those kind of things. It's meant to be a kind of a lighthearted, fun question. So why do we ask it? This is Bible study. There's two reasons. One, it's a teaser that leads us into the study. Believe it or not, you'll see. If you were to read this, it actually connects to where we're going in the study. But it's also meant as a softball. It gets people talking. Anybody can answer that question. But it gets them talking. So now we say, okay, we're going to, as you go to the next page, which is where the Bible meets life. There's just a typically a story there about worry. The writer, Noe Garcia from North Phoenix in Phoenix, Arizona, he wrote this. He talks, he's actually a worrier. But he's going from being worried to say what the Bible says about worry. And it's kind of whets the appetite. We're talking about worry. So we flip the page. I'm going to come over. Now we're going to be in Matthew chapter 6. And we can look on the next few pages here and just see the types of questions. What are the kind of things people worry about? What has God provided for you in an unexpected way? What does it look like to seek God's kingdom first? These questions are the teaching plan that's in the leader guide. Will walk the leader through how and when to use the questions. But it's designed, it's not designed for a lecture. It's designed for us. I'm going to facilitate this in a Bible study, but I want us to talk together about what we're seeing in God's Word. That's the idea behind it. You can go on to page 21. Or better yet, let me ask you just look at page 22. That's even better. Here's the teaching plan. What you see on page 22 is the teaching plan, and you'll see the paragraphs. Read, guide, recap, discuss, transition. When we were designing this, I told my team, I says, I want to create this in such a simple way that you don't have to have a how-to session on how to use material. I don't mean simplistic. I mean, it's kind of intuitive. You just know what to do. So there's the plan to follow to lead your group. But right across the page, now what the plan is, that's the coverage of verses 25 through 30. But what's across the page is the commentary for those exact same verses. So as a teacher, I've got my plan right here. And I may make a note, I want to talk about this. And I can highlight it. Or someone may ask a question because I've studied the commentary. I'm prepared to help them with an answer. All right. So that's the layout of the book. Now, I've kind of done some general things that are going to apply to our other curriculums as well. Questions, comments? All right. But wait, there's more. Go to page 31. I'm going to share something with you about Bible Studies for Life that also applies to Explore the Bible and Explore the Gospel Project. It's called the Daily Discipleship Guide. All right, tell me in Sunday school, you know, many of us have grown up going to Sunday school. Do you read your book before you come to, are you supposed to read your book before you come to class or after? You're supposed to read it before. All right. And that's true. I mean, I remember the little things on the envelopes. Mm-hmm. Lesson study. And I felt so good as a kid. That was good. The reality is, you know, people don't do that. I mean, they don't read it really anymore. If they would, I've told my group of young adults, you can come to class, you don't have to read it beforehand, we're still going to have a good study, but I promise you, if you will read this beforehand, what we didn't do in our class time is going to be so much richer. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be on a deeper level for you. But I say all that to say the Daily Discipleship Guide, what you see right here, it's the exact same study you just saw on simplicity. But if you look down on page 14, these two pages are what you do in your class time.
as we meet as a group, you and I, we're just going to have a, we're gonna look at that opening, and then we're going to look at this little spread right here. That's it. You don't study before you come to class. You come, this is where we start. So what happens when class is over? Flip now to page 34. You now have 5 daily devotions that builds on what you have. 5 of them. Excuse me, search on page 35. By the way, it's the same content that's in the personal study guides, but in the daily discipleship guide, it's just, it's edited, it's modified in a different way. So something to read, and it always ends with, you know, the scripture to read, then a devotional thought, and then there's something to challenge us to think of what to do during the week. So you do your reading afterwards, it builds on what the class does. That's kind of the long and short about Bible studies. By the way, the daily discipleship guide, the leader content, is in the back of the book.
Yeah, are you saying this is an option that they can use? What is this daily discipleship
guide? Yes.
Bible study for life.
I want to make sure I say this clear. It's an alternative. If you have a class and some say, well, I'd really like to read beforehand, and the other half says, I want a daily discipleship guide, you're going to have to choose. You can't mix them. And the reason I say that is because the teaching plan, it goes in different directions.
Well, this is kind of like the Master Life. You can read it each day.
Yes.
Because I've had people tell me, man, I love it because I can read the lesson each day, and not have to sit down and read all at one time. And I had one of my teachers, she does a Bible study for life. She wanted something a little more deeper. And I gave her a copy of this to go look at. I haven't heard from what she wants. I don't know if it's in the deeper part of spiritual and pure, but maybe something different she might want to use. I don't know. She hasn't responded to me yet.
Okay.
Awesome.
It's a different approach, but they can't mix and match them in the same classroom. To say, okay, guys, let's look on page 13 at such and such question, it'd be different. It does use the same 5 discussion questions, but they're written in the leader material for them to ask. So I said, this also, there are those who like to go deeper. We have something called Advanced Bible Study. Mm-hmm. I don't have a copy with me here. It is nothing but commentary of the Matthew 6, 25 through 34, I think is what that passage is. Not even any pictures in it. It's commentary. There's also something called the Herschel Hobbes Commentary. Mm-hmm. All it is commentary. And we found these classes, that's what they use. Everyone uses that.
Let me clarify. If you use the personal study guide, then the teacher should just use the leader guide.
Yes.
But if you use the daily discipleship guide, the leader guide for that is inside that.
Right.
Okay.
Now you think, well, gee, I'm giving away all the good stuff that I have as a teacher. You know, and then your group member can see it. But the beauty is, if they have to miss a Sunday, which most of our groups, they miss a lot of Sundays, most people. They can go back, well, they can see what they missed. They can go back and back. It's also a great way to train a new teacher. If I'm leaving the group, they can see in the leader guide what I did and how I did it. So, there's also, this is in the CSB, the Christian Standard Bible. The adult and the young adult versions are in the NIV. We have a King James adult version, same study, but it's with King James. And we have just, starting with the fall, for the senior adult material, it's in the CSB and in the King James. So, and that is, if you have a class, some want the CSB, some prefer the King James, you can mix those. It's the exact same books. Translations change. The Daily Discipleship Guide, the new one, it's also available in the CSB and the King James. I don't know if y'all know this. King James is huge. Any of y'all in your churches, you use King James? Okay. It is a huge audience out there. Now there is a group, it's got to be King James. It has to be King James or it's not God's Word. That's a little group. Most people, it's just what they like.
About half our people bring other things.
Yep.
But then the other half still uses it.
Well, it's what we grew up with, you know, so we just like the comfort of it. But so anyway, that is an option just for people who want it. It is also available digitally. You can even get it is available digitally and even as an ebook for those who want to put it on their phone. And all they have to do is use their phone, and they can do that. So, questions, comments, thoughts about this? I'll offer you this too. Kids and students have to offer this. In the kids' material, there is something called One Conversation. Excuse me, they just changed the name. It's called Family Connection. And what it does, it's for the parents to take. And it says, this is what we, and there's a little box, this is what we studied as in our adult class. Here's what happened in your preschoolers' work. This is what happened with your kids and your students. And it offers them a statement, something to read to make a family connection between what happened in their Sunday school class and what happened in mine. It helps bring the family together. There's also, for teachers, there is something we call Extra Online. You'll see it mentioned throughout the leader guides, BibleStudiesForLife.com/AdultExtra. It's free. It's just some new stories that tie to the study. And those are 2 weeks old. That's it. Material, this simplicity study was written right about a year ago. In fact, Noy Garcia was writing this at the same time. He preached John McCain's funeral in Arizona. He was right. So that's been a well over a year. Extra is 2 weeks old. We tell them, don't write something that could have been written 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. So it's a new story that ties the word or simplicity, something like that. And for those who want it, Extra offers additional questions. Pastors, we also offer free online. There's sermon outlines, sermon thoughts. For those who want to do a campaign where we're going to do this, we all want to talk about simplicity for 6 weeks. There's sermons that are based on the same passage. There's sermons based on the same topic. You won't be in Matthew 6, you'll be in something else, but it's kind of hitting on the same road. Those are just free. And if you just go to BibleStudiesForLife.com, you'll see at the top where it says extras. All that's just free there.
So like when you do the digital stuff, the digital downloads, the ebooks, is that available like through the Lifeway app or?
Yes, the PDFs. Now you can order, we're the same place where the church orders your material. You can order it right there. And I think what it does, it gives you a code. There is a something called My Curriculum Manager, which is for the PDFs. But let's talk about the ebooks for a moment. There is an app for your Google, your Android phone or your iPhone. It's a free app, okay? No, all that is, it's a shell that operates it, okay? It's like if you ever had a Kindle or a Nook. Someone's just calling me. It sounded like having a Kindle or a Nook. That just because you have a Kindle doesn't mean you got anything to read. So the app is just, it's what runs it. But then you buy I want to buy the Fall 19 material. Then it downloads it and puts it in that app. The nice thing about the app is it's very interactive. But you order that through the same place you order the material. Did I make that clear enough?
Okay.
By the way, we're talking about these kind of things. It's going to apply to all these curriculums as well. They also offer these. Other questions about Bible Studies for Life? All right. Let's switch gears and let's talk about Explore the Bible. Explore the Bible is a book-by-book study. And I always judge a conference by how many handouts you get. So I wanted y'all to feel like you got your money's worth. Take those. And again, I've got plenty of these if you want to take some home. They get awfully heavy on an airplane. This is a book-by-book study. But with that, and I think if you look on actually the back page, you'll see their study plan. They're wrapping up right now studying Titus. First September, they'll be in Ephesians. And typically, now it's not always the case, but typically they will do an Old Testament book, and then they'll follow it up with a New Testament book.
and then go back and forth. This is not going chronologically through the Bible. It's going, but it's balanced in the genres of Scripture, history, the prophets, the Gospels, and the epistles. It kind of walks through that way. But it is a true, we're going to spend the next 3 months in this book. Kids also offer students, kids and students do offer this as well. Their study plan is a little different. You don't teach the book of Galatians to preschoolers. You're going to stick with the stories. And you can see in here some samples of it, what the pages look like. And this is what people do feel like it's more, some people feel like it's deeper study. Why? Because there's more words on the page. And it is a good study. But this is going to be a little bit more focused on just understanding the content of Scripture. But you kind of see how it's laid there. They also do some things where they talk about Bible skill development. They encourage you to do some journaling with this, this approach. And I don't think this preview guide has this in the back. But it does mention it. They do also offer this as a daily discipleship guide as well. They have a leader guide. There is a supplemental commentary. You can see the leader guide picks up on page 12. Yeah, actually 11. You'll see the content, what it looks like on page 12. Just walks them through. The beauty of this is it's going to walk them really through, in about a 9-year plan, the entire scope of Scripture.
That's the one we use.
It's more than
Bible? We finished
in
titles.
Okay. And people say, but you really don't study it verse by verse. No, you don't. Not in your Bible study group. The editor, the team leader for this, Dwayne McCurry, he figured it up one day. If you studied it verse by verse, and a typical study we do, we're looking for anywhere from about 10 to 15 verses. Because you go beyond that, you're not really getting very deep into it. But if you did 10 to 15 verses every week, it would take you somewhere around 36 years to go through the Bible. So what they do is they're going to cover 10 to 15 verses in a Bible study, but what you do during your reading beforehand, you're going to read the other parts. It's encouraging you to get in and read the rest of it. So Genesis, there's a lot that gets passed over during the Bible study hour. You want to tackle that during the week. This is really a great plan for those who just want to get in and say, I want to know what the Bible's about. It offers extra. There's extra out there that's available for it. It's available in the PDF. There's ebook version. All that's available as well. Questions about Explore the Bible? Okay, I covered a lot of Bible studies for life, but I also want to stress there's some things like the daily discipleship guide we talked about. That exact same thing is available right here.
Yeah, I got a question on this. Explore. Now, let's say you're looking at the book of Leviticus, for example, so you look at the first chapter and it's like a summary of that first chapter, then how do you look at it?
What they do is they focus on, let's say, about 10 to 12 to 15 verses. I mean, they're going to go deep on those 12 to 15 verses.
Yeah.
It's not just
the entire chapter. It's just those focal verses.
Right. But what the commentary will do, and the commentary will guide the leader to do this.
Right.
Let's say we're doing Leviticus 1. I'm making stuff up here. We're actually going to be reading. We're going to start reading verse 20. The teaching plan is going to help me as a teacher. I'm going to set the stage. Let me tell you what happened in the first 19 verses.
Right. You said the background towards the
wise.
First 20 and on down.
Right.
Okay. And then in the course, the class members will be reading that whole chapter.
Yeah, that's what you want them to do, like during the week.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you said we're going to look at Leviticus 1. And they'll read the entire chapter. We're going to focus
verse 20 through 30.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we've really discovered you can't do a whole lot of verses because you run out of time.
This is not a topical. It's basically just studying the Bible.
Right. Right. Sure is. All right, now let me tell you about the third one here, which is the Gospel Project. And hey, guess what?
I've got a handout for you.
This is actually the newest of our curriculums, although it's been out about 6 years. Is anyone familiar with or has used the Gospel Project? I'll sing this out loud. I don't want the microphone here. The Kids Gospel Project. It's it. I mean, they nail it. They do a really do a good job with the kids. Gospel Project is a chronological walk through Scripture. Now, the Bible book, remember, they study the books, but they don't go in order. Gospel Project does. It is a 3-year study plan. And I think they've got their study plan. Yes, if you look on page 33, you'll see their study plan. This is their scope and sequence. They're going to walk you through the entire Bible in 3 years. But hear this, this is chronological. They're from the earliest books, they're going to take them in chronological order, which is why if you look at fall 18, where they were last year, right when they studied Genesis, they studied the book of Job. Because Job was probably, may have been written before the book of Genesis. It's the earliest Old Testament book. So they're studying in that particular order. But as they study, they're going to be hitting on 99 key doctrines, and they're going to bring Jesus into every aspect of the whatever you're studying. You're in the Old Testament, we're going to see how that connection with Jesus is there. Jesus, the gospel, the Gospel Project, the gospel is that common thread that runs throughout the Scripture. So you're always going to keep coming back to the gospel, even when you're in Leviticus. And you can see how the books are laid out here. Some of the questions, I think, in Gospel Project for adults can be a little deeper. It can have that feel to them. It takes a little more thought for some of them. It all depends on who you ask. But you can see how it's laid out here. The only way they offer this for the group is a daily discipleship guide. That's it. It's just... it is intended where you have your group time, which you can see on pages 10 and 11, my mission, and then you come over here, starting on page 14, there's your daily study. And now that we've talked about this, I'm going to go deeper with it in my own reading.
So this basically, it's kind of similar to this one.
Yes and no.
I mean, this is a 9-year study.
Yeah, and this is a 3-year.
3-year study. It's more condensed. But yeah. It's chronological.
But yeah, that's because exploring the Bible is not chronological.
Yes.
It's just, we're going to do books.
Right. You'll go from, this will start from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
Right. Which means with the Gospel Project, you're going to go close to 2 years and not be in the New Testament.
Yes. But let me stress again. The name of this is the Gospel Project. They are strong on Jesus is in everything you read. They even talk about, let me give you an example, David and Goliath. You know, and I'm going to do it from a kid's perspective. How many times we talk about, you know, sometimes we have to be David and just have faith and go out in front of those giants, but we're trusting God. Gospel Project takes a different approach. We're all those Israelites hiding back, cowering in the mountains. Jesus is the one, Jesus is like David. Jesus is the one who goes out. He fights our battles for us. It's just, it has a little different feel to it in that sense. So even when we're in the Old Testament, every week they're coming back to, what does this teach us about Jesus? What does it teach us about the gospel? So it's very rich in the way they do it. Now, you may think if you look at that study plan back there on page 33, for instance, fall 19, oh, we're going to be in 1 Kings and 2 Kings. I don't want to do this. We're in 1 Kings, 2 Kings. We've already missed Genesis. So you feel like you're kind of jumping into the middle of it. That could feel like a little light liability, but they also offer, and see if they've got it listed here. Yes, on back of page 34, additional resources, you'll see on the far right of that page, it says Gospel Foundations. That is an undated version. So if you did want to start with Genesis, you can. You walk through it that way. So, this is very, this is really a rich study because that keeps bringing in doctrines and keeps bringing in Jesus into the picture. And again, you want it digitally, you want an EPUB, it's all there for you if someone wants to do it that way. All right, questions about the Gospel Project? I don't want to go too fast through this. Again, if you go to the vending booth where the vendors are, and if it was, you know, I'd like to see a full book of this. Talk to them, they'll give you one. Also, my Wi-Fi is not connected in this room. I could click on this, I could take you to the websites. All three of these, if you'll go to the website, and the easy thing to do is just to put in lifeway.com/Bible Studies for Life or /Explore the Bible or /The Gospel Project. It will take you, there's a dedicated page there. And what you'll find is if you want to actually look at it, you can download a sample that is 4 sections long. I mean, you can actually take it with a group and teach it for a month to see if it's what you want to do with your group. It's free. It's just, now again, it's nothing print. It's just a digital. You could just read it off of your computer, or you can just print it out yourself. But it's there for you to test drive and look at. All right, questions before I show you one more option.
What question here? I mean, my youth world, they're just different. I mean, and I really don't. When I came to the church, they're not using religion, still not. Mm. Youth leader did away with all that. We're in the process now, finding him, and he gets there, me and him will sit down and talk. I want to get him on something, because all they're doing right now is just, they have mentors in there leading the class. I don't know what they're teaching. But one lady, she does share with me, she gets comfortable with it. That's my problem here right now. Springfield First Baptist is my youth department. Because of the things that we're going to do in the past. Which one of these do you think would be best for both of you? I just don't know.
Well, once again, it will vary from youth group to youth group. Right. It really will. That's why I can't tell you this is the right curriculum for you. Because we're all different. It's just like a bias. I think Bible Studies for Life has the best student feel to it. Because it's 6 weeks long. By the way, they're doing the same studies the adults are.
And it deals more with life issues, too.
It's got to have a life issue feel to it.
And I think probably, in my opinion, that's what youth need right now. They really need to deal with a lot of things.
Yeah. That one. But there are some churches out there. I know one church, they've used Explore the Bible for years with their students. And they love it. I've told you, now, the children have all three of these. I think Gospel Project, this is just my opinion, I think is solid. It is phenomenal for kids. It is really, really good. But we're all different, so it's kind of, that's why I would, at that same site, you can download the student versions and test drive them. Again, you know, if you want to talk to a gentleman outside in the vending area, they might give you copies of the music material to look at. All right, I'm going to give you one other option. This is one I really wish I could be online to show you. And that is a customized curriculum. If at smallgroup.com, That's the web address, smallgroup.com. You can go on there and you can pick and choose the Bible study you want. This appeals to churches that want to do a special emphasis. Let's say your pastor is going to do a special emphasis, and with this emphasis, he's going to be going through the book of Ephesians. Well, you pull up Explore the Bible, we're going to study that in a year and a half. So you can't do Explore the Bible. You can go on here to smallgroup.com. And I really wish I could show you this. It's great. It has a place for you can list the passage you're looking for or a topic you're looking for. And it will show you a whole list of Bible studies that are already developed around that topic. Group of senior adults want to talk about heaven or something. You put in the subject line heaven and see what populates. So what you do is then you just can download that, and it's going to be something you can customize. You can even put your own church's logo on it. Now you can go in and read that and go, like, I like this question. I think I want to move these things around. You can rearrange it, add a question, add an activity. Then you print it out and you have your own plan to go. There is a cost to this. It's based on the size of the group that's meeting. But that group, you know, if it's a group of 10 of us, it's not going to be the same as if I'm getting it for a whole church.
It's for all ages?
It's adults. Now, again, you could use this with students, but the youth leader would need to look at that plan, and I'm going to change these questions around. But in fact, many of the Bible studies that we have done in Gospel Project, Explore the Bible, and Bible Studies for Life is available. The older studies are available at smallgroup.com. They ask us sometimes, a church may request, you can request one.
I've got it up on a tablet right now.
You do? Okay, I didn't even think about bringing my tablets here too. It is wonderful to look at. Yeah, of course, you have to sign in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there is a 30-day free trial. Yeah. Smallgroup.com is what you want to look at. And I tell you, it's real intuitive when you go there, when you see it. You just have to give your web address. You're not having to give a credit card, anything like that. You get a free trial. You get to try it out. It's not just you get to look at it. You can pull up a study. You can pull up a dozen studies. Grab them. Test drive it. Print them out. A lot of pastors are liking this. Because that idea, we're going to do a special emphasis. We're going to talk about stewardship on this Sunday. I need a good stewardship Bible study. You type in the topic, it's at the very top, stewardship. And it'll give you, I don't have any, 2, 3, 4 dozen different studies. And you can just populate them. Now, if your church is really interested, they'll even customize curriculum to fit your church. It's a kind of a different step. It's a little more expensive. I'm not involved in that. But if you want to do a special emphasis, they will even get to know what your pastor's preaching is like. And they will adapt studies for that. This is a very rich way to go. And sometimes I've been asked to write some of these. We say, there's a church that's wanting to do this special emphasis. We did 13, we one church wanted to do 13 weeks in the book of Hosea. So I helped craft half of those. You know, partner and I, that's a long time, I would say, in my opinion. But that's what that church wanted to do. So customized curriculum allows you to do that. Now, the challenge with this is, remember the idea you need a good balance, scope, and sequence? Whoever is doing this, they need to make sure that I'm just not riding my hobby horse all the time. Where every Bible study is going to be on the subject of grace. Evangelism or whatever it might be. Make sure that they're doing a balanced approach with that. That falls on the leader in the church to do that. So, questions, comments, thoughts?
Do you know in the churches that they all the partners like youth, children, and adults use the same curriculum? They don't alternate. I mean, they use like
Yes, there are a lot of churches that do that.
What is the advantage of that?
The advantage is, the big advantage comes in two ways. One is for the parents, because there's that it's just a one-page handout called Family Connection. By the way, that thing I talked about called Extra that's online, that's free, you get Family Connection there. It's a free printout. The advantage is there because it allows families to go home and have what they call one conversation. You see what your kids did, here's a question, here's something to talk about based on their study, based on what you did. That's an advantage. The other advantage is if it's the church, it helps the church stay all on the same page. Just, they're going down the road together. I know as teachers, y'all never miss a Sunday. None of y'all ever miss a Sunday. But in those churches that where someone has to miss, and then sometimes they merge classes, well, the beauty is, if I'm going to be out of Sunday and I ask Brad, can my group come in with your group? That's fine. We're on the same Sunday. So it's not like my group is all of a sudden just, we have no idea what's going on in Brad's group. It helps along those lines to kind of keep us on the same page. There's some advantages like that. But there's just as many churches that use Bible Studies for Life for their adults, Gospel Project for their kids kind of approach. Once again, it's all... But by the way, here's something else we've discovered, too. Churches where the pastor tends to preach through a book of the Bible, their Bible study groups tend to go to something like Bible Studies for Life, which is more of a topic discipleship approach. The churches where the pastor is, hey, I'm going to do 6 weeks on a topic, their Sunday school classes tend to use Explore the Bible. Now, I thought that's pretty rich. I never thought that because it gives them a balanced approach. I don't think it's necessary, other than an occasional campaign, for the church, the Sunday school, and the pastor all to be doing the exact same passage. I think there's times that's a kind of a neat idea, but long term, I don't like it because, Brad can preach on this topic. I can be in my Bible study. We're going through the book of Ephesians. And now I'm getting two things. And for some of my group, that particular Sunday, what we were doing on our topic, or our book of Ephesians, was just spot on. The others in the group is what Brad said during the sermon. I needed that. So,
and then there are those times where, even though they're two different topics, somehow they dovetail and reinforce each other.
I've been amazed how many times when I go up to my pastor and say, you can't believe, you wouldn't believe. And we were in the word, it wasn't even the same passage. That's right. All right. I'm happy to hang around. I know we're a little early, but we're a smaller group. If you got questions, comments about this, please ask. And one other thing, let me give you this. I think it's up here. Yes, it is. Here's my contact information. You will find this in the big program. But there's my email. That is my cell phone. So feel free to call me if you have a thought, an idea. If it happens at 2 in the morning, just write it down and call me the next day. But my ministry primarily now is to serve you and yours. So feel free to email me, contact me, call me, whichever. Honestly, I got to tell you, I've gotten where I don't pick up phone calls, typically. And you may do the same thing because I get so many more stupid robo calls. I just have to. But if you call me, and if I'm available, I'll call you right back. Another thought, if you have a concern about a piece of curriculum, we want to hear from you. We are practitioners, but we want to hear from you. Also, if you go, hey, you guys ever thought about doing this? We want to hear that because you might be surprised at how many things have been thrown at us. Yeah, I never thought about that. You know, here's an idea of how to use something to do in our Bible study resources. We want to hear from you. All right, I'm glad that you've been here. Let me close some word of prayer, and you can go ahead and get the refreshments and go talk to our guys in the booth. Father, thank you. A few of us have had this time together just to talk a little bit about Bible study resources. Lord, we realize that I just acknowledge the best resource people have in their Bible studies are those in this room. As we lead a class, as we disciple, as we mentor and teach, use us. Father, help us to find those right resources, tools, to use in facilitating that discussion and that discipleship. So, Father, I thank you for the men and women whose lives are going to be changed simply because of what you're going to do to the men and women in this room. Thank you. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.